Let's speak to Dolores Kelly, Kelly Armstrong, Steve Aiken about their pay cuts. Dolores Kelly, let's start with you. Do you welcome this pay cut? And are you going to be tight now, Dolores?
Well, I think it's a very realistic decision by the Secretary of State. We are not able to fulfil our full jobs. We're not able to do the role that we want to do. And it's something that the SDLP has called for a long time. Obviously, individual MLAs will have different financial pressures, and I'm just very glad that I have only one at this stage to put through university.
And do you think that this should have happened a long time ago?
Yes, but I think what should have happened a long time ago was that the two governments should have stepped in and stopped this political status up and the difficulties that we're faced with, and most particularly the public are faced with across, in particular, health and education. The two governments should have stepped in a long time ago. We had, albeit a disputed draft agreement between the two main parties well over several months ago, and that should form the basis and moving forward. And if we could reform the petition of concern, I think we should be able and should actually be going back to work on Monday, if there was will and if there was some realism across some of the political parties, and if they put the interests of all the people first, Steve, and not their own constituency interests.
Steve Aiken from the Ulster Unionist Party. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Stephen.
Do you think this pay cut will create any momentum? It doesn't start until November for a start. Then she's drip feeding the pay cut. Do you think it will provide for any momentum to get a government up and going again here in Northern Ireland?
Stephen, I think the one thing is that we as a party have been calling for a long time for the rainy sort of implications to go through. But one of the questions that we've had for the Secretary of State, and we've said this time and again, is where's the talks process? Why aren't we there talking? Because one of the things is we're cutting the MLA's salary, but we're not having any process to try and get the process up and running and get it moving. And to be quite honest, I mean, it's Sinn Féin are the ones who are holding everything up. And until Sinn Féin decide that they're actually going to decide they're serious about getting government in Northern Ireland going, which I don't think we think they are, you know, where are we going? We're probably reaching the stage now where we need to put this out of its misery as quick as we can. Let's get the talks process started. And if we can't get anywhere with the talks, let's get the direct rule and get moving. Because I can't see anything happening this side of any form of Brexit coming through.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you blame Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin will blame the DUP. And this merry-go-round continues. And I think, Steve, the public will at least be asking whether actually a government here in Northern Ireland could be staffed up with competent people.
Stephen, you and I have had this conversation lots of times. And there are two crises in Northern Ireland. There's the political crisis, which I believe it'll take some time, but will actually get solved. We've got another crisis, a much bigger crisis, which is our crisis in government. And every day we hear, and I've just listened to your programme this morning, time and again, how badly flawed our government process is. The spadocracy is that it's actually running our country. It's ridiculous, and that needs to be all cleared out. So we're not just talking about getting the politicians back, but whatever happens with the
Secretary. So the Ulster Unionist Party wouldn't have special advisers?
Stephen, it's not a question of having special advisers.
Well, you just talked about needing clearing them out.
It's a question of the process. We need to be moving forward. Our special advisers never had the power or any of the process that we're hearing day in, day out, what was going on with the likes of Timmy Johnson and everybody else. What is really going on in Northern Ireland?
Well, Timothy Johnson would maintain, and indeed has told the inquiry, that he was not in any way the most senior advisor. He is saying he's just one of many.
Stephen, let's wait until we hear a bit more from the inquiry. You and I both know what's been going on with the spadocracy and how both the Sinn Féin and the DUP spad's been running the show. And if a minister can't decide and doesn't even look at a document that comes across his desk which says that he's happy whether he has a spad or not, because he just does it from power from the party that's pushing on him. What sort of system do we actually have in Northern Ireland? What's been going on for the last decade? We need to get it sorted out. And I and everybody I know are very, very angry about how badly Northern Ireland's been run, and it needs to get sorted out, and that needs to be the key.
Steve Aiken, thank you very much indeed. Kelly, that's why I called you Stevie, Kelly Armstrong, the Alliance MLA. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Come here, what do you want, Stephen? No problem.
Good morning. Is the system of government in Northern Ireland so broken that before it would ever come back up and going again, we need to look at how you all work?
I believe, Stephen, that you've hit the nail on the head there. The previous talks, we had a governance and transparency discussion. I'm not telling any stories out of school, but you can imagine in that that there would be, there had already been discussions about SPADs, about sharing their diaries, about, you know, how they, their terms and conditions of employment, how they're recruited, had all been mentioned and had been talked about. We all know as political parties that SPADs annoy people because they seem to be this group of people who are somehow employed and receive fantastic double MLA's wages and all this sort of stuff. But I have to say, we had two SPADs within the Alliance Party who were fantastic, who were spoken of very highly within their departments because they worked to their minister, for their minister, with their minister for the better of the departments. And we'd like to see that come forward. And it was the same with the other parties. There just seems to have been something has gone a bit strange. And we'll hear more about that, as Steve has said, through the inquiry as it comes forward. But as politicians, we recognise that there is a problem with our government. Those of us who are keen to get a government back in place will be sitting around a table and trying to do everything that we possibly can to make this an open and transparent government. And that means making sure that minutes are taken at meetings, that meetings are open and are transparent, that SPADs, how they're employed, what they're doing is open and transparent. And that's how we go forward. And as Dolores has mentioned earlier, the petition of concern is the key that unlocks debate within the chamber that allows us all to be open and not have a group of people who can sign away the right, you know, block everything. So there's things that we can do to have an even better government than before. It has to be better than before. And to be honest, you see, as far as the public is concerned with our wage cut, thank goodness, we've been calling for this from March 2016. It's going to happen. The public are at least getting movement on that. It should have happened a long time ago. But it's time for us to get back to work. And I agree with Steve. I don't see why there's a delay on us getting the talks back. I personally believe, and the Alliance Party believes, that we need to have an independent facilitator. That's not to replace the government. It's someone who can call people to account. He said, yesterday you agreed to this. We've got it on paper. Here's your papers for today. What are you agreeing to today? Where's the difficulties? Let's move forward. And I think there needs to be a timely process. We can't let this run on forever because Northern Ireland needs a budget. Brexit is coming in. Our health and education services are on their knees. We are letting people down, and it's time that we were able to get back to work. So I say to the DUP and Sinn Féin, yes, you're the bigger parties, but come on, guys. Northern Ireland, the people of Northern Ireland must come first.
Okay. Kelly Armstrong, thank you.